Hey everyone, welcome back to my channel. It's your girl Naya, aka Tanaya, you know. I know it's been a while. I said that last time on my last podcast. I know. It's been a while since I posted or made a podcast episode. You know, when life hits you, you gotta do what you gotta do with your life, you know. After I had COVID and everything, I started going back to work. So I work full time every week, so it's like hard to keep up with everything, especially when I'm tired and stuff. So I just be wanting to just chill sometimes, most days. But I'm getting, you know, I've gotten used to my routine at work, so I don't get as tired as I did when I went back after I had COVID. So I will be trying to upload more. Also, I will be trying to do more artwork, and also I actually drew a painting last night. It was a waterfall. It was really nice. I went on YouTube to see beginner tutorials. Because, you know, I haven't painted since I was a child, since I was in elementary school. You know, we used to do arts and crafts and stuff, and then I haven't painted since then. It's been, like, super, super, super long. So it felt, like, real weird, a little weird at first doing painting, because that's not, you know, what I usually do when it comes to, like, drawing something or whatever. I usually draw with pencils, pens, you know, things like that. Or I go on my phone and do cartoons, and I still have to use like a pen on my finger to do those as well. So, you know, it was different actually having to paint and do everything myself, because when I would do cartoons on the phone, it was a little easier, because, you know, everything's easier when you got a phone, you know. Some things. But that was just one of the things that was a little easy for me to do, drawings on my phone. But like I said, painting was fun. It was cool. I think I'll make it back to it. But anyway, that was just a little quick recent update. I haven't really been doing much but working, like I said, saving up. Happy New Year's! And I forgot to say Merry Christmas to you guys. I just passed. I'm really sorry. I really wanted to make a podcast on those days, but a lot of stuff was just going on, like a lot of just unnecessary things. And it put me in like an emotional turmoil. So I was just trying to get through that. And, you know, I'm all right right now. I'm just working, like I said, not too much to it. I'm not really sure what I would like to talk about yet. I'm just going right now. You know, I'm just trying to save for a car and work things out. Actually, my grandmother was just talking about moving, so I'm probably gonna move very soon. That's all I have in my plans, honestly. I would like to talk about a subject, so I'm probably going to hop right into that as well. But I'm so glad to be making another podcast, because I really love making podcasts for you guys. I know there's people that really do listen to me and like what I say, and I need to be consistent for those people. And also, maybe they can bring new people as well if they think they like what they hear. So I'm like super excited about this year. I really have a lot of things I'm trying to accomplish and do, and I am making a certain and necessary steps to get to that. And one of them is being more consistent with the podcast, because I was being consistent with podcasts, you know, uploading every 2 weeks. But then I went into like a depression or whatever a little bit for a few months, and you know, I had to get over that. You know, I didn't want to give you guys any advice, and I was down myself. You know what I'm saying? I just didn't feel right doing that. I wanted to be okay to be able to give you some real, you know, real shit, like some real facts, like some things that I really mean, and I'm not just saying it because I'm emotional, you know what I'm saying? Not that I do, because you guys didn't do anything to me. But I wanted to be in a clear state of mind to be able to speak to you guys in a, you know, in a decent tone, in a decent manner. And so, you know, it's, you know, so I won't sound weird or anything if I was to be upset or anything. You'd probably be like, oh, what's wrong with her? Because, listen, I cannot hide my emotions for anything. I wear my emotions on my sleeve. Like, if there's something wrong with me, you'll know in my face. You'll hear it in my voice. You'll, like, you just know. There's no way, like, even if I say no, you know. So, anyway, let's just get into this subject. I miss you guys. I miss making podcasts and stuff. So, I'm going to try to be more consistent for you guys. I really appreciate you guys for supporting me. You know, it's really a lot. I really, 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 really appreciate it. I really do. I say this every episode. Y'all know me. I really appreciate it, okay? So, thank you. Just stay tuned, okay? Before we start, here's a quick Anchor ad that I would love for you all to hear. I swear, I've been saying this, and I came to a realization that people are gonna do what the hell they wanna do, regardless. And it only takes for somebody that really, really cares about you, really cares about your feelings, and, you know, vice versa, for them to really, you know, make any changes, you know what I'm saying, that, you know, won't trigger you, things that bother you, they won't do anymore. If somebody really cares that much, they're gonna do it. So, when I say people are going to do what they want to do, most of the time that's what's going to happen. Like, people is going to do what they want to do. You know, I think most of the time some of us get caught in trying to get people to do something or get people to understand what you're saying. You can be talking all day or all night to them, trying to get them to understand and comprehend your concerns and your issues, and I'm sorry but somebody that doesn't care is not going to understand what the fuck you're talking about. I'm sorry, because I've sat there and literally broke down, you know, something that I was concerned about or was bothering me to somebody, and they literally did not comprehend a goddamn word I said. And even when I was like, do you want me to explain it to you in another way? They just get upset and think I'm just trying to be a dickhead. That's not what it is. Like, I'm literally asking, do you want me to say it differently? Or, like, in more of a way that you would understand? Like, that's all. Because I'm trying to get my point across. So I want you to understand. But most of the time, people really just don't give a fuck. And they just like to gaslight you. So, just beware of those type of people. Like, somebody acting like they don't give a fuck about something, they most likely don't. And I'm not saying people don't go through their own things in their life that might prohibit, you know, their feelings towards other things. But, like I said, if somebody really care about you, they're gonna, like, let you know, like, this is going on, this is how I feel. And I just want to apologize if I'm acting this way or doing that. Just, like, the simplest things. People make the most simplest shit the most complicated thing in the world. Like, being honest. Like, I've never seen so many people not be honest. Like, it's kind of, like, nerve-wracking now at this point, because I could understand when we was younger and kids and stuff and teenagers and lying and stuff. But this grown-ass people just lying about the littlest stuff. And I'm just like, why? Or not being honest. Like, sometimes people won't tell you something
but it's they're still not being honest. And like, it's just like, why? Like, I've been being honest with you, or trying to be with you, trying to make you feel comfortable enough to be honest with me back, and people just going, like I said, people just gonna do what they want to do. And at some point, you're just gonna have to realize that and just accept it and just worry about yourself. I agree that everybody should worry about themselves and love themselves, take care of themselves. That's good. That's fine. But when it comes to the point where you just using that to fuck people up or fuck people's head up, like if you're talking to somebody seriously and then out of nowhere you just ghost them because you decided that you want to focus on yourself, that's fucked up. Like, let the person know that you don't want to talk to them anymore. That's it. Just leave it at that. I don't know why that's so hard. Like, I really don't. But I guess that shit is just hard for people. Like, I just don't get it. If I don't want to talk to you no more, I'm just going to let you know I don't want to talk to you no more. I don't feel the need to just be ghosting somebody I've been talking to for months or years or whatever. That's just rude and disrespectful. Now, if it was somebody that you talked to for, like, maybe a week, then I really wouldn't consider it ghosting because y'all don't even know each other. So it shouldn't be no feelings there anyway, even if that was supposed to happen. It shouldn't be no sensitive feelings there, you know, between y'all, because y'all don't even know each other. Y'all didn't talk to each other long enough to get to know each other or develop any type of feelings. Unless you're just one of those people that move pretty fast. But even if you, even with you moving fast, you're still not... Those aren't real feelings still. Those are forced feelings that end up crashing and burning eventually anyway. So, yeah, don't let those people just waste your time. It's just stupid, inconsistent people. I really don't like people that's inconsistent. Liars and not honest about, you know, like I said, the simplest stuff. Like, it's... So many problems out here with people could easily be solved by just speaking up. And I can also understand why people are scared to speak up too, because the way people respond when they're trying to be honest is, it can be overwhelming too. So the people that want a real answer and you want people to continue to give you a real answer, maybe you should correct your behavior too. If you are coming off aggressively to certain things, you don't have to come off like that every time when you hear something you don't like. Like, you know what I'm saying? It is what it is. It's done. Whatever happened, happened. There's no reason to react aggressive every single time you hear something you don't like. Like, just sit there and listen to what the person says. Maybe consider maybe that you're acting that way, and maybe this is why that person's not talking to you. Because that can be the case too. People are scared to come to you because they already know how you're going to act or react when they tell you something. So we all just need to improve on both sides when it comes to like almost everything. I always consider, I'm always having to open my mind about how people do things and why people react the way they react to certain things. And it's not even just one side that needs to be corrected. Like, everybody always thinks it's one side that has to be corrected. It's not that, it's not the case. Like, really, both sides need to be corrected. Even if you were the one that got hurt by somebody, your side needs to be corrected too, because you need to realize that you have intuition, you have a brain, you have eyes. If you see something weird, if you feel something weird, speak up. If you don't speak up, then that's just going to be something that's going to be let go, and then you end up hurting yourself in the long run because you should have spoke up, or you should have just cut it off in the first place. You know what I'm saying? So I hope this was just going to be like a little short thing, a little short podcast, because I've been trying to get a podcast in for like a month. I've been working my ass off for a whole month. Been working my ass off and saving and doing what I gotta do to get to where I'm trying to go. So, with that being said, you know, this was just like a little short podcast real quick. I would love to make a new one that's longer because I know you guys love my podcast. So definitely stay tuned for that. But I just wanted to put this out there because it's been on my mind lately. I want to give you guys raw, you know, thinking from straight out of my head. That's coming straight out of my head. Sometimes I do read from things that I write down. But most of the time, I would like to give you just unfiltered, raw, just thoughts that just come out of me. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, that was just something I thought of. If you guys want me to talk about anything else, let me know. I don't mind talking about anything. I really would love to help, you know, anybody that needs help with anything or any advice, and just want to talk to y'all. You know what I'm saying? Not always just about giving advice. I just want to just talk to my audience, my fans, my peoples. And I love y'all so much for supporting me.